This is Barry Reichenbaugh with the NOAA Research Communications Office, and I'm in Princeton, New Jersey at the Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Laboratory with Ron Stauffer. Ron, welcome.
Thank you.
Ron, can you start out by just telling us your title and what it is you do for GFDL?
My name is Ron Stauffer. I am a physical scientist here at GFDL. I've been here for about 30 years. I study climates, past, present, and future. And I use models that are run on supercomputers to do that research.
I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about global warming and the evidence for that.
Okay. That's a very broad topic, and it's one that people have written whole books about. And so this is going to be a very thumbnail sketch of it. There are a number of different lines of evidence that the way we know that global warming is really happening in the real world and continue to happen into the future. The first bit is that the evidence is that the so-called greenhouse gases, these are gases that trap heat in the Earth's atmosphere and makes the Earth warmer, that those gases are increasing, and they're increasing due to human activities. The main of those gases is carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is produced just about whenever you burn anything. Virtually any form of combustion, burning gasoline in cars or making burning coal for power plants generates carbon dioxide. When you burn wood, it makes carbon dioxide. In fact, when we breathe, it makes carbon dioxide. All of those sources are leading to an increase of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. And our theory that way we understand how the climate works would tell us that the temperatures would increase because of those increasing greenhouse gases. The observations are that over the last 100 years, the temperatures, as measured by thermometers around the world, show that the planet's been warming. It's warmed about 1 degree Fahrenheit over that period of time. There are many other kinds of observations which would collaborate a warming world. For example, the snow lines, as measured by satellites, are going further north. Sea ice is melting. Precipitation patterns are changing. Those kinds of things are happening. And in response, the natural system, way animals and plants are responding, are also changing, that are all in agreement with the idea that the planet's warming. We also can, another line of evidence is that in the past, when greenhouse gases have gone up, the planet's warmed. When the greenhouse gases have gone down, the planet has cooled. And that's goes along with the ice ages and so on. And another line of evidence is through the modeling that we do here at GFDL and other places, where our computer models, when we put greenhouse gases into our computer models, the temperature as simulated by those models also goes up and down. And as it turns out, we can do a pretty good job if we put in the realistic estimates of the last 100 years of greenhouse gas changes, we can do a pretty good job of simulating the observed changes in temperature.